Watch, Breitbart's Marlowe, Bokhari on Big Tech's Ideological Discrimination, Dystopian, Unregulated. By Jeff Poor on July 26, 2021. Sunday, Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, appeared on Newsmax TV's The Gorka Reality Check alongside Breitbart News senior tech correspondent Alim Bokhari to discuss what, if anything, could be done to curb the double standard applied to conservatives by big tech companies. Marlowe called the trend ideological discrimination. "This is one of the things that what I liked best about President Trump was that he at least loomed large over Silicon Valley," Marlowe explained. "I wish he did a lot more than he did when he was in control of the Justice Department. But I have to say that he leaves loom large over this industry that is now just completely gone bananas trying to censor conservatives, erase conservatives in many cases, and it's pure ideological discrimination. For the most part, we're pretty powerless, aside from some of these efforts to sue, state by state, which Alan's very fluent on. I'm sure he could fill you in on some of the strong ones," he continued. "They've pretty much run amok, and the worst example of this is what we saw last week with Facebook. Partnering with the White House, partnering with apparently a UK-based organization that is known for peddling fake news on their round to discredit their own competitors to try to censor people, presumably conservatives. These are the same people that told us the Hunter Biden very real emails were Russian disinformation, are now going to be in charge of policing Facebook in conjunction with the White House. This is something straight out of a dystopian novel." According to Bokhari, author #deleted, "Big Tech's battle to erase the Trump movement and steal the election. The trend of big tech meddling in politics goes beyond the shores of the United States." "I think it is that bad," Bokhari replied when asked. "The amount of influence these companies going to have over Democratic elections is enormous. And it's not just in the United States either. They also interfered in politics around the world. UKIP, for example, altered search results ahead of the Irish referendum on abortion. Facebook banned thousands of Bolsonaro supporters ahead of the last election on WhatsApp. You know, they banned, you know, thousands of people in Italy and France and Germany, all of these other countries. So you know, we've got a small handful of companies in Silicon Valley that have this enormous, unregulated power to interfere in elections all around the world." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.